Welcome to the Launch Button Podcast, where we allot the secrets of successful entrepreneurs and real estate investors who found the courage to hit the launch button and take control of their destiny. Join me, Hugh Zaretsky, bestselling author, seasoned real estate investor, and serial entrepreneur, as we dive deep into inspiring stories and invaluable lessons that will empower you to break free from the ordinary and pursue your true passions. Are you feeling trapped in a job that drains your passion and leaves you yearning for more? Are you ready to accelerate your business and or real estate investing to take it to the next level? It's time to ignite your dreams and embrace the limitless possibilities that life has to offer. Get ready to launch into the life you've always desired by pressing the launch button. All right, everybody, welcome back to another episode of the Launch Button Podcast, where we talk to entrepreneurs that want to grow, expand, and launch their businesses to the next level. Today, we've got Margarita with us, and she's got an amazing story coming all the way from Russia to the US and being able to start from the bottom and work her way up. In just over a year, she's built an amazing network of people here in the New York, New Jersey, and all across the US as she's expanding her business nationwide. So, Margarita, tell everybody a little bit about yourself and what brought you to the United States.
Yes. Hi, everyone. I'm Margarita Kurtova. I'm an entrepreneur all my life. I'm also an artist. I have a team. We have an agency, branding and marketing agency. And I launched my mentorship also program about personal branding. And I did it in Russia. So I have big background in this. And in US, I came because the new doors opened for me. So I always use opportunities and I always transmit it to the people. Don't be afraid, don't scare to use something new. And this is my main idea. So when I went to New York, I started everything from the scratch. I hadn't got no one connection. And the only I had, it's my background in branding, in personal branding, and I knew how to build it. So in 1 year, I built a big community, a big chain of people whom I know, and I made also my solo exhibition in the heart of Manhattan just in 10 months after starting from zero. So yes, this is my way here.
All right, awesome. And then, so part of what it is showing up and putting yourself in the room. That's something you do a very good job of, is whenever there's an opportunity, you show up, you put yourself in the room, and you're always willing to help. Where did that attitude, where did that thought process come from about always making sure you're in the room?
It was not from the birth. I was a very shy girl when I was a teenager. I even could not ask the shop assistant where there is something that I need because I was so shy. And because I am also ambitious, I investigated and I studied a lot. I had plenty mentorship coach people who guided me all my life what to do. So one time I accidentally appeared in community of personal branding, and then my way began. So I start to understand how need to work, how what need to do, so people see you when you enter the room. And why? First of all, I understand why. Because my goals, my dreams, they were more bigger than my fears, and than any fears.
Well, that's one of the biggest things, right? When something becomes big enough, then we finally take the action, even though we know we should. And what, especially in today's world, everybody wants to be on Zoom. But what's the difference about being in the room? Like, I just flew out to California for an event. I was there for like 48 hours, flew back. And, you know, one of the things I taught their group was the importance of getting in the room, because a lot of people were on Zoom versus being in the room, and that huge benefit of just being in the room. What has come from you just being in the room with people?
What has come, first of all, when people notice you, it's new doors open for you. If people, you have actually from three to 10 seconds. In social media, it's about 3 seconds now when they look at you and they make your opinion. When you enter the room, maybe it's a bit more, like in 1 minute, and from 10 seconds to 1 minute, they can understand who is there. And all your energy, all how you speak, how you perceive yourself, even how you dress, all the details, they matter, what opinion the people in the room will take about you. And because of this opinion, They can suggest you something, they can invite you somewhere, they can work with you or not, they can be in future your friends or not. So it's the new doors for you. Your presence is new doors.
Yeah, the presence definitely opens doors. And like you and I got to meet at a random event that neither one of us were really planning on being at, but we met at a Eurocircle event around the holidays. So it's almost 1 year. So it's less than 1 year that we met and started talking, and then it just sort of continued from there. But if we weren't in the room, we would have never connected.
Exactly.
And having those conversations, not only if you're the speaker, but also having the conversation, the side conversations, I find is huge for people. That's where the relationships are built. That's where the fun details are. And I know you've been to lots of our events, and we talk about like fun facts, and we do different things because we don't want the traditional networking for people. What do you tell people about, as a personal brand, how to sort of start the conversations or be part of the conversations when they are in the room? Like for you and I, it comes more naturally now. We've been doing it for years, but for somebody just getting started.
Yes, I got it. Yeah, because events and networking, it's natural part of personal branding. It's just implemented like you breathe, so you do it and you speak with people. And I teach my students first, if you're scared, you don't know what to say, you can just look around and say something like small talk about event, about the host of event. You can just start to say, oh, do you know the host of event? How did you come to this event? Or what's a nice place? What's a nice interior? Just something that your eyes can catch in the room and you start conversation. You can start, yes, from very easy things.
Okay, awesome. And it's really those side conversations that lead to the bigger things, you know. And that's we connected about some personal stuff, some different things that we liked, and then it led, okay, now let's go do business. And most people in today's world, I feel, do it backwards, where they're leading with, hey, here's my product, here's my service, here's those things. And I go, cool story, bro. I don't really care about that unless I know who you are as a person. And so, how do you help people break that down and be able to build that personal relationship and then turn it into business versus people go business first versus then personal or connection?
I have one secret about this. When I go to the room, I never suggest my services in the end or in the start. I try to understand people with whom I want to communicate and I suggest my help. For example, I see the people, for example, the guy opened the restaurant and invite people to participate in opening, and they want, of course, they want marketing. Of course, they want in social media, and they ask in the end, like, oh, please post everything, tag us. Me, no need to ask. When I come, I analyze, I see what people need, and I do it by myself very good. And I tag for the, if we speak about this situation, and people, the host or the owners, they are very surprised and they appreciate it. Like it's help that no need to ask. And in my strategy, I do it always on the go. If I can help people, if I can recommend somebody, I do it. And I don't usually suggest immediately my services to people, only if there is a question about it. So first, try to sincere to help another people. And then I believe in this flow, it will return to you, and you will understand the time where I need to do PR of yourself.
So for all everybody listening on the podcast channels, on YouTube, all the fun things. So what Margarita is talking about is serve first, bring more to the table than you take off, and then be able to get the law of reciprocity. And the law of reciprocity says if I help you, eventually you're going to want to help me in return. And since she does it naturally and without even thinking about it sometimes, then all of a sudden people want to help her. And she did that with us as well. Like at our event, she's like, I'm part of the team now. Like, she's like, I'm going to be part of the team. I'm going to be here at all your events. She's like, I'm skipping other events. I'm leaving the other events early to be at your VIP networking. And she's smiling and laughing for those of you guys on YouTube. You guys can see that. Those of you guys listen on the podcast channels, but that's just because it's true, right? It's true that she did these things. And it's like, okay, well, how can we do it? And then that leads to us doing an event together. And then that leads to the next step of the process, right? And it leads to building the deeper relationships with people, and that's truly what happens. And for those of you guys on YouTube as well, you can see one of her brand new artwork pieces behind her. She just tilts her head to the one side. We'll see the Empress. That'll be on display in the city relatively soon. So stay plugged in so you can hear all about that.
But that's what we're talking about here, that, you know, and that's a big key thing, is that law of reciprocity, being able to serve and then receive and then saying yes to it. And, you know, we said, okay, let's do an event together. She said, yes. We're like, okay, what are we doing? We'll figure it out, right? We're gonna work on the details. We'll get it all plugged in. We'll make sure everything happens. So, Margarita, when you're looking at new groups, because I know you're doing some stuff on the West Coast, you're doing some stuff here, you've done some stuff with Bitcoin, you've done some different things like that. What are you looking for in potential partners to work with you or to help you grow and expand? What are some of the key things you're looking for?
Yes, I'm looking for collaborations. I'm looking to help another visionaries, entrepreneurs, artists to grow. I can help them to grow their business. I can speak about different topics. I have big background when I help to launch projects to people. So of course, I'm looking for collaboration where I can do this because I love to do this. I love to see people smiling with their sparkling eyes when I help them. And of course, in future we can also collaborate with them, and it works like a chain. So I'm always open for these kind of collaborations.
What type of key things are you looking for in the potential partner or things like that when you're building those relationships? What tells you, hey, that's somebody I want to work with versus somebody that I don't want to work with?
I work always with high values. It's honest. We should sincere. We should be sincere with people. It's not like they're willing to sell. It's willing really to help and to build something interesting. To be always honest, and the person with whom we work, a student or partner, it should be also first person who should want to do this stuff, really from the heart, because otherwise it will not work. Because sometimes people they create ideas in the head, but they don't follow by heart, and it doesn't work. So sometimes it's just a feeling. Do you want to work with those person or not? I would like to find such passionate people about business, about art project, about launching something new.
Okay, awesome. Because yeah, I run people through some tests, like whether it's they understand it, they don't understand it, right? So we give people opportunities, small opportunities, and then if they complete those, then we move them to the next level. And so it's just that sort of weeding out process, right? I believe a lot of people are really good at talking, but not so many are good at action. And
Exactly.
that's what I really appreciated about you. I was like, okay, get on the calendar, let's do something. She's like, okay, I'm on there, right? Like we're doing it. Okay. Hey, this is coming up. Want to go? She's like, yes, right? So that ability of saying yes to things when people offer it to you then allows them to want to work with you more, right? Allows you that ability to collaborate more, just
Sure.
right? Because
It
I
should be
know.
the similar pace, yes, in doing things. You can do it 1 month, another person in half a year, it doesn't work because you will be bored.
Yeah. Right. And also the follow-through, because a lot of people will say they want to do something and then they don't. And I know that's one of your pet peeves as well, because we've had that discussion when we drew up the business plan. You're like, I wish everybody did this, Hugh, right? Like, so talk a little bit about, because you have a unique way of storytelling on Instagram and different things like that on the social media. So what is your thought process behind that? What's that philosophy for you building up those stories when it comes leading into an art gallery or an art show? Leading into a podcast, leading into a live event. Tell us a little bit about the story arc that you create.
Okay, I can tell because I have my own system. I called it the Radiant Method. It's my branding system based on all the my coach and mentor program where I was studying for all my years. So goes in three paths. It's clarity, radiance, and structure. Clarity is to understand who is your audience, because we have difference for art is one, for mentorship another, done for you job another. And I investigate all, I understand it also from the position of archetype system. I have different archetypes. One is to entertain, another one serious to teach, another one is something more. So when I post something, I use all this system. I understand when I speak about my content, it's never on the from the air. It's all the analytics, what I want to do. Even when I show picture from the cafe, I know for what reason I do it. It's all analytics. My social media, it seems they are funny, but it's a job. And this is the part of the beautiful game of personal branding. And I live in this game. It's not something that I pretend whom you are, I am not. But I don't show in my social media what I don't want to show my private life. And it's normal when you're working. via this media. And another part, it's a radiant. Radiance, it's about all visual part because people often think that personal branding, it's about stories, beautiful stories or posts on Instagram or about logotype, but it's only second part about vision, about picture, about image, how you look. You can hire a stylist. For example, I use a stylist for to make looks for exhibitions and for photo shooting. I really use it. And this second part, it's not the main. The main is understanding who are you, what are you do, for whom, and how people should perceive you. And third part, the most also important, when you have these two already ready, third is start to sell. Because of course, we should all accept that we do everything because we need money. Money is freedom and money cover all our goals. So in the end, when you have your personal brand, it should not be easy, should not hesitate to sell your beautiful services. And then you should understand and create business plan for this. For example, all artists suffer without it. They create painting, they do beautiful photo shooting, and that's all. They don't know how to sell. It's the problem. So all these three methods, three paths, they should work together. And in my system, I do it many years according to this.
Yeah, and it's great to see. And for those of you guys, make sure you we'll put her social media links at the bottom of this. Make sure you go ahead and follow along, just like you're doing with the launch button. And we're gonna go inside in a couple of minutes. We're gonna do a little inside podcast and give you guys the super high level stuff, the KGB, so to speak, secret knowledge that she picked up being over in Russia. Just joking, just joking. But we will go
I
inside.
already was. Oh my God! How do he? How does she, he knows this information?
She uses some of her KGB techniques on us. It's okay. We all fall for it. But yeah, we'll go inside. So those of you guys that they go to launchbuttonpodcast.com, you log in there, we'll get you the inside podcast as well as we go a little deeper with that. So, but what she's talking about there, especially with artists and creative type, they think it's mainly about the artwork, which is awesome. Half of it is, but then half of it is how do you get your name out there? How do you promote yourself? How do you make the sale so that you continue doing your artwork? Because a lot of people are passionate about it, but if they can't feed their passion with the income, then they got to go get a job. Then they got to go do the things that they don't like to do, right? And that's where we become unhappy in life versus being happy and being able to smile and be able to enjoy things and go to the beach when we want or snorkel or whatever it happens to be, hike in the mountains and be able to do those things. So you talked about that third part being selling. In your opinion, where do most people mess up either on their social media or in networking events? Where's the biggest mistake that you see a lot of people make?
It depends. In social media, not a mistake, but in social media, people waste a lot of time. For example, they just do for many years. I knew pages with a lot of followers, like 20,000 followers. It's a lot. And I even investigated this process. I asked the people how much you sell via this page. And they said, I never sell anything. And I'm always surprised, but why you put so many energy if your Instagram doesn't work, if it's 20,000 followers, but they are not your audience, just forget it, forget, go sell maybe in another place. Just make PDF presentation and send cold emails or maybe to go to networking and open mouth. So the most problem, I think, it's a wasting time, not in the right direction. It's everywhere, or in networking or social media.
Yeah. So if you don't have something behind the networking event, right? And similar to you, we teach people that, hey, from the networking event, we got to make sure we get them to the next event, the next meeting, right? Whatever it happens to be. Coming back from California, working with the University of California out there, like this morning, all I've been doing is like getting emails, resetting appointments, right? Booking stuff out for next week just so we can continue the conversations. And I think that's where a lot of people drop the ball. They go to a networking event, they collect some cards. And they just
Yes,
hand them out and they didn't actually build a relationship, right? They didn't actually go deep with people to figure out what they're about. So is there a question that you might use or might give to people? Just one, because we'll save the rest for the inside podcast. Just one question to sort of start the conversation or open it, or is there a favorite question you have to facilitate getting to know people deep on a deeper level?
Oh, you like this question when you are not prepared to eat. I adore this part of you. You could actually tell me 2 minutes before the podcast and I would create the
It just
answer.
comes out when we're talking, right?
I'm
Like big
kidding.
stuff,
I'm
like,
kidding.
yeah, I know
Actually,
you.
because I have already a very analytic mind, when I go to the room, I immediately think about it's naturally already for me because I work like this. I create on the go, like you created this question. I create depends on the person, of mood, of energy. Sometimes it's good to ask about a job or what a person do if it's open, because people like to speak about themselves. If you ask something about person, of course you will get, if you will be really interested in topic, people will speak a lot about this. If the person is more close, you can speak about the host. Ask about who invite you here. Do you know the speaker? This always works if you don't know it. Oh, of course, about the weather, but I don't like about the weather. It's like when you didn't create anything, okay, you can ask, okay, it's a rainy day today. So
Yeah.
something from your heart, something, yes, simple.
Yeah. So you heard that, like, if the person likes to chat, like, ask them anything about what they like to do or a favorite
Yeah.
hobby or something like that. If they're more what we call introverted and they're not really talking a lot, right? Ask them about the host or something like that, and then you can always give them a compliment on something, on their shoes, on their
Exactly,
bag
yeah.
or something like that, to be able to get them to start to open up with everything. So as we
Exactly.
go to wrap this up, is there a message or a thought or something that's like top of mind for you? Oh, sorry, one more question. About, are you starting to involve AI in any of the things that you're doing? Because I know you're on the leading edge of a lot of things. Have you started to think about how you can involve any AI into what you're doing,
Of course,
into your business?
it's our future AI. So of course I think about, I use it everywhere. ChatGPT is my assistant. I use Gamma for presentation. I use a lot of stuff. I'm thinking about AI avatar automatization via AI. I made with my company a lot of project for AI and blockchain technology. So it's our future. We should implement it. And a lot of people, by the way, they even don't use GPT. And for me, it's surprising because this is the economy of time. It's so of course we need to investigate it and to implement and to be free to rest more, to spend time with our friends.
Yeah. And I think that's one of the biggest things we're starting to see people is, you know, get stop doing like the $10 an hour busy work that you used to do, and be allow Chat, Gemini, whatever you want to use, to start doing a lot of those things. So we definitely know it's our future. So we'll dive deeper into that on the Inside Podcast as well. So any last thoughts for the audience out there as they're looking to grow, scale, or launch their business? What was one of the biggest fears you had to overcome when you first got started? You said being shy as a kid. Obviously, I only know you as an adult, so I don't see that side of you, but I'm sure it's still there a little bit on the inside. So, how did you take steps to overcome that?
The fear to do things, actually, it's the most biggest. Like the fear to speak with person, to sell, to send cold email. For many people, it's a big fear. And for me, it was. But when you understand, really, when you are on the point, when you understand, you want to be really in your comfort zone, or you really want a good life, which you want. When you just think about it, and you understand that you lost so many years of your life because of the fear, you will jump in these goals immediately. You will do step right now. And the other also, I speak to people, even if you will do something wrong, even if that person will think bad about you, even this on this email, will write you something bad, some bad words. What will happen? Nothing. But you can miss your opportunity to a good life. So when I realize it, I broke absolutely this fear, and that's all. It doesn't exist anymore.
That's it. Bam, it's gone.
Yeah.
Just like that. Yeah. And I think that's a big fear of people thinking, hey, somebody's not going to like what I do. But that gets way outweighed by the number of people you can help, because you can't help people unless they know who you are or what you're about. And that's why I really like your style of approach and the different things that you do, is that you're constantly being able to go out there and do that. So why did you want to team up with me and do an event? There's a question for you.
What a tricky questions today. Because first of all, when I came to VIP networking, you remember which review I gave on the first? I was like, wow, oh, it's absolutely different networking. It was so cool. We spoke a lot about personalities. These questions, I like them a lot. It was so wow. It was go out from the box. And I love go out from the box. It's always a fear. You remember last time I was first speaker because it's also wasn't for me go out from the box because nobody want to speak first. I thought, okay, why not? We should overcome this. It can't be always like this. So when I understand how you do things, of course, I would like to be the part of community because I choose for myself the best communities, sincere people with my values. So that's why, exactly that's why.
Awesome. And it is true. Like we joke now that if you sit next to Margarita, you're gonna be like the second person to talk at our events. We don't tell people that till we already start, but like it's just been that way. She was always the second speaker. Now she's like, all right, I'm gonna be the first one this time. And it's great to see her, right? Take charge and become part of that and become part of the team as she's been just showing up at our events. And that's just what it started with, just her being in the room. And now like my whole team's like, well, yeah, is Margarita going to be here? Like that's one of the first questions I get. Is she going to be here when she's going to be part of the team, right? And so we've slowly been building that relationship to pull her in and be part of the team as we expand and grow everything we do. So just keep showing up like she's doing. I think that's one of the biggest things that in the last month has really been popping up in my world and for people out there. And Margarita is a prime example of that. So make sure you follow what she's doing. We're going to have some events coming up. So definitely check out the event calendar that we're doing together. And then she's going to be flying around the country as well, doing different events. So make sure you're following her page. Make sure you're getting plugged in on that. And then if you want more, we're going to go inside into the inside podcast here in a second. So we'll put her contact information in the show notes. And you know, the exhibition she has coming up, we'll make sure we've got them there. And be on the lookout because pretty soon you might have one of her paintings on your wall, just like she does behind you as she goes out there, not only creates her artwork, but in the crypto space, in the marketing and branding space, you're going to start to hear a lot more about her. So have a wonderful day. And remember, all it takes is being in the room and taking one more step, one more action to launch your business to the next level. Have a great day, everybody. We'll see you soon.
Thank you for joining us on the Launch Button Podcast, your gateway to unlocking your true potential and pursuing your passions. Don't let the journey end here. For more empowering insights, valuable resources, exclusive content, and free giveaways, visit www.thelaunchbuttonpodcast.com. At The Launch Button, we're dedicated to helping you break free from the ordinary and embrace a life filled with purpose and fulfillment. Dive deeper into our episodes, access bonus materials, and connect with like-minded individuals on our website and our private community group. Are you ready to take the next steps towards your dreams? Subscribe to The Launch Button Podcast on your favorite podcast platform and never miss an episode. Remember, the power to transform your life lies within your grasp. Press the launch button and soar towards success. For more updates, behind-the-scenes content, and exclusive offers, follow us on social media, join the conversation using hashtag the launch button, and share your journey with our vibrant community. Thank you for being a part of the Launch Button family. Together, let's ignite our dreams and embark on this journey together of growth and discovery. Visit www.thelaunchbuttonpodcast.com and let's continue to launch your greatness. See you there.